In this bulletin, Queensland to reopen its borders to all parts of New South Wales. Former Melbourne school principal Malta Leifer faces court over child sex abuse charges. And in football, Sam Kerr stars as Chelsea sets a Women's Super League record. With the latest SBS news, I'm Gareth Borum. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced the state's border will reopen to all parts of New South Wales on Monday. The state's border closed to travellers from 35 local government areas in Sydney, Wollongong and the Blue Mountains in December, after the Northern Beaches outbreak. Ms Palaszczuk has told the Nine Network the time has come to lift entry restrictions.
I know it's been very tough on families, especially with the closure of the Greater Sydney area. But now's the time for families and friends to be reunited. The 1st of February gives some certainty around planning.
Former Melbourne school principal Malka Leifer has faced an Australian court for the first time on 74 child sexual abuse charges. Ms Leifer arrived in Melbourne last night after being extradited from Israel following almost 13 years abroad. The 54-year-old is accused of abusing three sisters in the 2000s, while headmistress of the Orthodox Adas Israel School in Melbourne. She faced Melbourne Magistrates Court via video link today and has been remanded in custody to appear before a committal mention on the 9th of April. Ms Leifer has maintained her innocence throughout the legal process. An Australian think tank says New Zealand has managed the COVID-19 pandemic more effectively than any other country in the world. The Lowy Institute's COVID Performance Index analysed the coronavirus response of 98 countries in the 36 weeks after their 100th confirmed case. It's ranked New Zealand first in the world for its performance in handling its outbreak, followed by Vietnam in second place, Taiwan third, and Thailand fourth. Australia also makes the top 10, sitting in 8th place. Brazil is at the bottom of the rankings, with Mexico, Colombia, Iran and the United States not performing much better. The Biden administration projects that as many as 90,000 more people in the United States will die from COVID-19 in the next 4 weeks. The warning comes as the administration holds its first televised briefing on the pandemic, with experts discussing ways to improve the delivery and administration of vaccines. The new director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says the 7-day average number of coronavirus deaths in the US has decreased by 4.9%.
Though I am encouraged by these trends, our case rates remain extraordinarily high, and now is the time to remain vigilant. If we continue on the current trajectory, the CDC most recent national ensemble forecast predicts that 479,000 to 514,000 COVID-19 deaths will be reported by February 20th, 2021.
More than 425,000 people have already died in the US from COVID-19. US President Joe Biden has signed 3 executive orders to combat climate change. They include pausing new oil and gas leases on federal land, cutting fossil fuel subsidies, and increasing measures to protect poor and minority neighbourhoods from pollution. Mr. Biden has also set a goal of eliminating pollution from fossil fuel in the power sector by 2035, and from the US economy overall by 2050. He says he'll put climate action at the centre of the country's domestic, national security and foreign policies. A Polish constitutional court verdict restricting access to abortion has come into effect 3 months after it sparked nationwide protests. The court ruled termination of pregnancies due to fetal defects should be banned, ending the most common of the few legal grounds for abortion in the country. It means abortions are now only permitted in cases of rape and incest and when the mother's life or health is endangered, pushing Poland further from the European mainstream. To sport now, and in football, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has played an influential role as Chelsea set a Women's Super League record of 32 matches unbeaten after defeating Aston Villa 4-0. Kerr broke the deadlock in the early stages, producing a thumping left-footed volley past Aston Villa goalkeeper Lisa Weiss. She then executed a precise cross to find striker Bethany England, who headed the ball into the top corner as Chelsea doubled its lead before half-time. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny 31. Adelaide, late showers, also 31. In Melbourne, a shower or two, 28. Cloudy in Hobart, 19. Canberra, shower or two, 20. Wollongong, showers, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, showers as well, 25. Brisbane, a shower or two, 29. Cairns, showers, 30. Darwin, rain and a possible storm, 30 as well. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.